Emily Herring, and you're listening to That Much Further West podcast. Stay tuned for more to come.
Hell yeah, you are.
Welcome back to That Much Further West, the podcast, live from Wildwood 2015. I'm Eric.
Hey, I'm Mike.
I'm Phil.
And this is our guest, Emily.
I'm Emily.
Hey, Emily.
Hey.
Emily Herring, hey. All the way from San Marcos, Texas.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's right.
Thank
everyone you. Everyone thinks that I have to be from Austin because I'm from Texas, and I'm like, weird people can live outside of Austin.
Yeah. But I think they think of, oh, cool. They know you as cool, right? So you must be Austin.
Yeah, Texas. The Texas is more like where I get the people where I'm like, no, I can like, I can live someplace outside. I can survive outside of that.
Yeah. Emily just played the stage. How was it?
It was. What do you mean? How was it? You were there, man.
I saw it.
He was from the back. Behind. You saw my butt the whole time.
Yeah, I've been there before, Emily. I've seen your butt before.
Yeah, you're gonna see it again too. So just get used to it.
Get used to it. But that was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was a total ton of fun.
It's Jeff Overbow.
Yeah. It is Jeff.
People just walk by the RV. We all have their names. Jeff Overbow.
Yeah, it's great radio. That person you can't see.
Well, like the rest of us. Okay.
So Emily, what's new? What are you doing now?
What are you doing?
Your record's a couple years old. You working on something?
I'm starting to work on a new album.
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I still have a couple more songs to write. So my plan is to start booking the studio first.
Right.
So I can force myself to finish it.
There you go. You know? Well, that's a good idea.
I need about three more and I'll be good.
A little motivation for you.
Yeah.
How does it work with you? Songs first, tunes first?
You know, it used to be like lyrics first. Now it's more just like a lyric idea often happens first. Sometimes it's a guitar lick though, but not very often. I want more of those.
Gotcha. Right on. Excellent.
Those.
So
YouTube.
Who are your influences? What got you into
all
this? Here we go.
Well, I would say that first it would be strangely Paul Simon. I do have a Paul Simon tattoo. Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's the cover of the Graceland album. Great album.
Wow. Written by Los Lobos.
Texas, you know, Willie Nelson, of course, is huge influence on all of us. I know I'm going to play a song probably in a minute, so I would say Mary Cucciafella, who's not somebody you hear about hardly at all anymore, but... yeah, she's one badass.
Nice. So,
those are the ones we like to hear. The things we haven't.
Yeah, you gotta really find her. And Mary Gaucher, dude.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're gonna say her.
I'm always like, every show I'm like, I got two Marys. You guys are gonna have to. Their last names are gonna be rough. You're gonna have to look that up.
Not easy to
good luck.
Yeah.
By pronunciation.
Yeah. No, it's not. You would never say it that way.
No, you would never say it that way.
You were the one who had cracked me at one point. I guess I've been saying it wrong all the time.
Well, yeah. That's how long did I say Jillian Welch? She's badass. See, there's another one right there.
Yeah.
Gillian. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, Gillian.
It's okay. It's part of the story.
She'll handle it.
She's a normal listener to the podcast.
She checks in once in a while.
Yeah, big fan.
So that's good. That's good. You corrected yourself there.
She knows where to find me, so I wouldn't mind either way.
So I'm curious how it is that now that you're Texas and you've got what I'll call players. Down there, I've seen some videos with you playing with some people. I've obviously heard some tapes recently. There's guys down there that mean business, and it sounds like you're playing with them.
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, you know, I was just telling one of the guys that's playing in the next set. I was like, well, it's not a hard and fast rule, but I play with mostly retirees. They've been playing forever. They know everything. You know, they've been doing this part time their whole life. They had a job, so they have like money to live on. They show up on time. They don't get drunk, and they kick ass.
Nice.
Just
what you need.
Yeah. So like I used to say, if you don't wear reading glasses, you're probably not welcome. You know. Nearly all of them. Yeah.
That's why Eric and Overbow fit in.
Who said that?
I have one younger dude, like maybe one. Yeah. Two on occasion.
Yeah. Well, sounds great.
How's the artist community down there, Emily? We hear a lot about The Marfa scene.
Oh, you and, really?
Yeah, it's kind of getting out there.
I'm afraid of it.
Yeah? I want to know more.
I loved Marfa before, so I'm a little worried about what it might be like to go back.
Okay.
You know, I haven't been in a long time. But, yeah, you know, it's like... I like where I live because I'm near New Braunfels, which is kind of the area that they have, like, the kind of hub of what I like most,
Green,
you know.
Is that Green Hall?
Near, yeah, Green.
Green.
Yeah, Green near Hall. Green Hall. Green is a little bit different than the rest of New Braunfels.
Okay.
It's very conservative and very, everyone wears starched shirts in that place.
Interesting.
But New Braunfels is a great area, just all around in there. There's so many great musicians. I will tell you who you need to check out, and that's a band called Pardo and Reed, and the Reed brothers too. Kyle Reed is, oh my God, amazing. So
Pardo and Reed.
Yeah, that's my
duly noted.
Yeah,
duly noted.
Best vocalist, harmonies, best. Awesome.
Nice, fantastic, cool. You got a song for us?
Yes, I wrote this song about Mary Kuchefella.
Hey, this is going to work out perfect.
We tried our best today on that, but Hansen's new one. Yeah. The last of the Houston honky-tonk heroes whispered goodbye to the footlights back in She left the river ringing, but no one was singing. She took a greyhound in a Stetson to Laramie. Now I walk through this life a stumbler, but I come by it honestly. And my road is one of contradiction. And bury my dreams in a slow rising sea. And the last of the Houston honky-tonk heroes whispered goodbye to the footlights. She took a greyhound in a Stetson to Laramie. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you made Mike cry on that one.
Aww.
Nice job, Emily.
It's sweat. It's sweat.
Oh, it is sweat, yeah.
I'm covered in...
Never seen that guy.
Covered in the stuff.
Emily, everybody can find you at all the usual spots.
Yes.
Music pages.
EmilyHerring.net. Sadly, there's a Broadway Emily Herring.
Oh, okay.
She's good. She's really good.
You're the net.
I'm the net, yeah. Right. I'm going to change it eventually, but that's me for now.
All right. That's where I'll find
And you know Facebook.
Yep. Facebooks.
Yes. Look her up. Follow her page. Do all that stuff. She's great. We love you, Emily. Thanks for being here.
I love you, dude. And thanks for playing with me today.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun.
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We'll be back with another guest.
Matt Woods.
Matt Woods.
Setting up right now. Oh, no, not yet.